This week's episode of Drinking Religiously is brought to you by Judas Jockstraps.
When no one else has your back, you can count on Judas.
Good support shouldn't cost you 30 pieces of silver. Another bloody Sunday, another summer on my skin, another lesson I begin. Hello everybody and welcome to another episode of Drinking Religiously. I'm Eli Shiatovich, and with me as always,
the one and only Brandon Fontenot.
This is, what was the title
that came up? This is the Super Bowl of Dip episode.
Because we've been eating nothing but dip.
Yeah, that was an outstanding.
And you made a good dip. What was in that? It was like pulled pork.
Spicy pulled pork, habaneros, hot sauce, barbecue, ranch, cream cheese, dill.
God dang.
Awesome.
It was like a crap ton of stuff.
Yeah, it was awesomeness.
It's good.
Yeah, I just grabbed a jar that said awesome and shook it in there.
What's that spice from Africa?
Peri-peri. I got it from Pinzi. Pinzi Spices.
There we go. It's good. It is spectacular. And we are at the halftime of the 47th. Is it 47?
Yeah.
47th Super Bowl. XLVVIII, whatever
team,
the fuck it is.
Not, right?
Roman numeral sons of bitches. Halftime. Beyonce is playing in the background. We got a shit ton of people here with us. In the other room, in the recording studio.
They don't want to go to hell.
Ravens are kicking the shit out of the Niners at the moment.
Yeah.
We'll see how that plays out. But
second half team.
They're a second half team, so we'll see. Interesting that we're going to talk about this topic of, does God really care about your sporting event? And in this particular case, the Super Bowl. Sports Illustrated, which we actually have here with us due to Brandon. Thank you for bringing that in. Does God care who wins the Super Bowl, with a picture of Ray Lewis on the cover praying and in the water, and he's like holier than thou, even though he killed two people and got off. You hate Ray.
Yeah.
I don't particularly care for him. I think he's overhyped.
He is in that same group as Deion Sanders and Michael Irvin in my book. These guys that... And that's one of the things with Christianity, is the redeeming factor. But there's these guys that did this. I mean, Deion and Irvin both had, you know, part of the White House in Dallas, you know, where they took the whores and did their cocaine and all that shit. And now they're, oh, we're, you know, we believe in God and we're saved. And it's fuck you, it's bullshit.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
Well, and raised the same way. I mean, it's just...
Sure. I mean, now he's saved, quotes,
right,
in quotes. But he didn't used to be that way. And they all seem to gravitate towards that. They'll get their shit out of the way early on in their career. They'll gangbang and they'll thug and they'll do whatever and do crack and bang whores and whatever. And then they'll be saved as they get older.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's a great...
Hey, here's
a cliche,
really. I know they don't listen to this, but you know what, guys? I knew that my whole life. I was a Catholic. Yeah, what? You know? Come on. You are doing nothing new. I mean, that's... And that's back to the episode or two ago where, you know, it's
right,
the perfect thing for man.
Right.
I do all these wrong things and then...
Yeah, it is the perfectly set up thing.
Yeah.
And I don't even want to say the word religion, because that brings a lot of things to that meaning. It's just a thing that man created in order to... They can get out of whatever they want to do and then be saved at the end.
Well, that's, you know, I was thinking about this this morning, and I didn't message you, so I'm bringing this up.
Okay,
of the blue.
That's cool. That's even better.
Is, you know, there's certain things that are just unforgivable sins.
According to who?
Well, according to the Bible.
Okay, all right.
And forgive me, I didn't even research this. It just popped in my head this morning. Suicide and blasphemy are the first two that pop in my head.
Correct. Take the Lord's name in vain.
Right.
Like we do every episode.
Yeah, God damn it. I mean,
exactly.
That, right?
That.
It's one of those things where I just don't... Why those two?
Yeah, why those two?
Why can you be forgiven for murder?
Good point. Why can
you know,
be forgiven for raping a child?
Yeah, I mean, it just blows my mind, the things that... Oh, wait, I know why. Because it's okay for man to do that.
Exactly. You wrote, or you read the actual article that's in here.
Yes.
At least most of it. I did not.
Of it.
So what are some of the things that came out of that article
you? It's actually really interesting, and it had me thinking. One of the things that we said when we started this, we weren't going to come out and bash.
Right.
And me personally, I know last week, I was bashing Dobson. Well, there's a difference here. Wow. I'm bashing Dobson because he's an idiot.
Yeah.
If you're going to be an idiot, we're going to bash him. I don't think yet we've bashed religion necessarily.
No, because we get it. I mean, like, you know, you were a Catholic. I was a Christian. We understand the need for it. And, you know, speaking, okay, since we're going to talk about that just real quick, the whole Göbekli Tepe that they found in Turkey.
Yeah.
12,000 years old temple, the oldest temple in the world.
No. Earth only 8,000 years old.
Oh, that's right.
Sorry, I just had to throw that
okay.
in there.
Okay, that erases that whole logical, historically accurate, archaeologically sound dating. But no, I mean, religion has been an integral part of our evolution from the very beginning.
Well, that's
we need it. We needed it to get where we are
now.
12,000
years ago, these guys built these, I think they called it a temple. It's a bunch of different little... I don't remember what they called them, but for lost a better term, they're like little prayer rooms.
Right.
And they compose a temple.
Yes.
And it's 12,000 years old.
It is, based on this find, which they've been excavating for, I think, about 10 years now, maybe a little bit more, they are rewriting what they thought.
Maybe been like 20, maybe been like midnight.
Could have been.
Mid-late
90s. Oh, yeah. God, what? That would have been 20.
Yeah, it's fucking nuts.
Okay. My bad. I'm old. Wow. Mid-90s. That would have been 20 years. Holy shit. That sucks. Okay. Anyway. So mid-90s. You're absolutely correct. They are rewriting the way that we became a civilized society. Because at the time that they built this thing... We were hunter-gatherers. We did not know how to write. We did not have pottery. We did not have the wheel. We didn't even have really any organizational skills. And they somehow created this majestic temple, and it really is majestic. We're gonna put some stuff up on the Facebook page about it, some pictures, some links. It's fascinating.
Oh, what's even more fascinating is the way it was saved and how
they
just covered it up. It's like something... Something big happened.
Yeah.
They did that.
Right.
So, yeah, that...
So, I mean, it's pristine. And we're able to rewrite history. Because, honestly, what we were taught is not accurate. They're thinking now that religion was the spark that drove us to agriculture, that drove us to moral codes and laws and basically a civilized society. Religion has been a part of us... mankind from the beginning, and it's needed. So we're not bashing religion. We needed it in order to get where we're at
now. Right, and so the reason I brought that up was in this article it talks about the how every team essentially has a chaplain.
Oh, yes, okay.
And they have a... And this is me paraphrasing. Please, this is not Sports Illustrated. The guy wrote a great article, Mark Oppenheimer. He's talking about the guys, and they have little prayer groups, and... Each team has a chaplain. Some teams have like a priest, for lack of a better term. They have the Catholics and the Christians. They have the Catholics and the Christians.
Okay.
I'm sure everyone has something. I mean, because I think there's Muslims that play. I think.
Sure.
Well, maybe not. I don't know. I know there's Mormons that
play. Is there a bomb vest wrapped to them during the game?
Shoulder vest.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
So very Batman-esque.
Yes.
And so it was just very interesting the way, I mean, these guys travel with the teams, you know, and one of the things that they kind of brought up was, you know, Sunday is the Sabbath, and Sunday's the
day
you play
football. Can't work
on Sunday. Right. And so they bring up some of the organizations like the Fellowship Christian Athletes that started in the mid-50s, maybe even late 50s, I don't remember exactly, but it was in the 50s, and how they promote this, but they also... promote the violence.
Oh.
And it's like the guy that runs the Fellowship of Christian Athletes now used to be a coach. And one of the quotes in here is like, Lee Steckel, longtime NFL offensive assistant, this is the very beginning of the article, and coach of the Vikings for one season, was a proponent of cut blocking, the dangerous tactic of aiming at an opponent's knees downfield. When his players balked at cut blocking, he told them to man up.
Oh.
Quote, I'd say, go cut him. And they'd say, but they have a career like me. And I'd say, well, they're trying to take your career away from you. And then he goes on to talk about his involvement as the president and CEO of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. and it just, it goes into the prayer huddles and how in the 50s, when Fellowship of Christian Athletes started doing this, Christianity in general was like, well, football's not really, that's not really our thing, you know? We don't want our people watching that. We don't want them to, because it's violent.
Really?
And
Yeah, I mean, wow. That's my paraphrasing from the article, okay. But that's essentially what it was saying.
Wow.
And how they've just kind of...
So it was too violent to them.
I don't know if it was the violence. I mean, violence had definitely an aspect of it, or if it was the Sunday thing, because that was okay. The Sabbath. And
interesting. All right, so there's a discrepancy. But either way, I mean, our modern-day sports grew out of Rome's gladiator battles, because the actual gladiator stadiums are the blueprint of all of our stadiums today.
Well, and that all stopped when Christianity took over Rome, right?
It faded out.
We had the lions.
Right. The Christians were thrown to the lions. Eventually faded out after Rome fell. So it wasn't so much a byproduct of Christianity as much as Rome falling. Because if they had not fallen, I think we would have been... If Rome hadn't fallen, this world would be a very different place. Because Rome was the focal point of most of the modern day things. Roads, trade routes, stadiums,
water
plumbing. Irrigation, plumbing. Yeah, democracy in general.
Oh yeah, because they were all like our politicians now.
Exactly.
Crooked and corrupt.
And Constantine, who, despite what everybody wants to think, was a Christian, used Christianity as a tool to unify Rome as a last gasp kind of thing to bring them together. And it lasted for a while. But Rome was a focal point for all kinds of different things. So we digress, sorry.
But that kind of brings us into, and I, like I said, I didn't read all of the article, so I don't remember, I don't know if it goes...
Like 20 pages,
nah,
dude.
It ends right here. Yeah, it's quite a bit.
It takes up most of that Sports Illustrated.
Yeah, it's a pretty good article. You know, there's a caption here that says, athletes don't pray for victory, instead they pray for health or just a good, fair game. And that brings us to what really brought this whole topic up was praying and you know, God
does
listening,
God care about it?
And God listening to the prayers of these millionaires that have talent and
I'm going
to
be really antagonistic right now. So while they're playing the Super Bowl, 20,000 kids died from starvation.
Yeah, those kids probably are praying to God for help.
200 women were raped. 100 people were killed from some violent crime. Why does God care about a completely insignificant game that has no relevance whatsoever to anybody's life? Other than the people playing.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's stupid. God does not care about the Super Bowl.
There's people in the Super Bowl right now playing that are praying for something.
The game apparently is back on right now. So,
and the Ravens just did something, because that was the Ravens.
Yeah, Ravens did something.
Someone is praying for first down. A fan. One of the players is praying to win. Ray Lewis is praying for everything with his gold cleats. Yeah, that's awesome. How about golden idols there, buddy?
That is fantastic.
And it just it really is like one of those things. Is like there was an article, and this woman actually thinks that God. She said God hears all prayers. Okay.
Yes.
And that she thinks God answers even small prayers. I'm like, okay.
So are you talking about the one that was on HuffPost Religion?
Yeah.
This one?
Yeah.
There's
kids in New Orleans right now that are starving, that are praying that something good happens to them. So why is God answering the prayer to give the team a first down, but not the prayers of this kid? Is he testing him? Oh, he works in mysterious ways, right? It's bullshit. That is
a way to explain the unexplainable from a purely logical standpoint. Whenever a religious person, I'm not gonna pin this on Christians. I'm gonna say whenever a religious person is asked something and they can't answer it from a logical, factual standpoint, they're gonna say God works in mysterious ways.
Yeah.
Or Allah works in mysterious ways.
You know, why didn't Tim Tebow start this year? I'm sure he prayed to start.
Yeah.
Great point.
That's
not God's plan for him.
That's not God's plan.
That's the other out.
Oh, okay.
That's not his plan.
It's not God's plan.
And who are we to understand God's plan?
Sure.
He's God.
Because he's omnipotent.
Yep.
And all-knowing. And all-powerful and all-seeing.
So that brings up the point of, okay, if that's the case, then what God lets this little kid starve to death?
Yeah. Why are innocent children around the world dying?
Is that because we took prayer out of football? Oh, no way. Oh. We just proved prayers in football.
Right. But it's not in school.
Oh, and that kid goes to school. He doesn't play in the NFL. That's what it is.
Oh, there we go. NFL players with money and prestige and celebrity rock starness is more important to God than the little children.
That's what I'm understanding.
That's how it comes off.
That's
how it comes across.
It's ridiculous.
It's absurd. In fact, according to a recent survey by the Public Religion Research Institute.
Yeah, that's real.
I don't. It even sounds made up. 27% of Americans believe that God plays a role in determining which team wins a sporting event. 27%.
That's a quarter.
That is a quarter of the entire population of the United States.
That is ridiculous.
That is absurd.
Keep going. I mean, it's
okay. So the numbers get even more specific than that. About 40% of minority Christians,
Black, Hispanic, Asians.
Exactly, or white evangelical Protestants believe God determines outcomes. Only 19% of mainline Protestants do. So they broke this down pretty specific. 36% of Americans living in the South agree, okay, Alabama,
yeah,
agree that God plays a role in sports. 36%. A twist of the explanation, 28% of Democrats. Okay, so we're bringing politics into it. So that's just ridiculous.
Well, no, but I think
only 25% of Republicans think.
But
that
I think
God
what I think they're pointing to there is Democrats are liberals and more likely to not believe.
Sure.
Whereas the Republicans are the hardline
conservatives. Okay. But there's only a difference of 3%.
Yeah.
So that's irrelevant.
But the 3%
and that's the plus or minus 3%
is the liberals. Well, yeah,
there's a plus or minus 3% on every single poll ever. So it's irrelevant. They're the same. They're the very same. In addition to God's overall role in the outcome of games, a majority of Americans, 53% of people in this country, believe God rewards athletes who have faith with good health and success.
Wow.
So half of this country is retarded.
More than half.
More than half.
So what? So okay, God rewards athletes.
People, athletes. Who have faith.
Right? So, what about a non-athlete that has faith?
Right.
Like the kids starving in New Orleans
right
now.
The innocent children of our poverty-stricken.
The people of the Fifth Ward.
Yeah.
Ninth Ward.
There we go.
Fifth Ward, Ninth Ward. I'm sorry.
The
I don't
quarter?
Remember.
I don't know. In New Orleans?
The part of New Orleans that doesn't exist anymore after Katrina.
Which, according to religious people, was caused by the gays. Because that's what they blame everything on.
So let's affect the religious, faithful minority people that live in this area.
In the place where the Super Bowl is being held.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
This is absurd, people. It's absurd. God does... If there is a God... Because I don't think there's a God in the way we think there's a God. I think there's something out there...
I don't know what's... Something
aliens,
ain't right. Something
aliens.
Ain't right. What we know
we're not
is
saying
not,
it's aliens, but it's aliens.
But it's aliens. What, like you said, what we've been taught, it's not right. I mean, something doesn't gel.
Something
it
doesn't
not,
add up.
It's not kosher. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Oy vey.
Oy vey. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I got some kosher salt on that pork, too.
Oh, there we go. See?
Which I thought was just hilarious. You use kosher
that
salt on the pork.
On the pork. That is an oxymoron if I ever heard one. So, basically, people, God doesn't care. Your God does not care about the Super Bowl. He doesn't care about rich, overprivileged, overhyped celebrity, faux celebrity athletes more than... Because if you believe that, then you actually believe that he believes he will bless those in power and money and fame over little innocent children.
Yeah.
That's what it's saying.
That is exactly what
and
it's
that
saying.
And you can't argue that. You cannot argue that. Because children are innocent. Yet they're
someone
dying.
Someone will argue this.
Well, then they're idiots. They're idiots. You cannot actually.
Old Guardian burp there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're drinking Old Guardian.
We are drinking
Stone
Old Guardian. Yeah.
Brewing Company. The 2009 edition.
Yeah.
We figured we'd crack out something special
for the Super Bowl of Dip episode.
Thank you for that. Super Bowl of Dip. But what did we have before this? Kicking Chicken.
Kicking Chicken from Santa Fe Brewing Company.
Dude, that was spectacular.
That was awesome.
That was better than the Old Guardian.
Barley wine, yeah. Just,
yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic. If you can get a...
their barley wine's
we're,
good.
We're particular to bourbon barrel-aged beers anyway. So... if you like bourbon, and what's funny is I don't like bourbon.
I'm not a whiskey.
I don't like whiskey
I'm not
or bourbon.
I'm not a hard liquor drinker at all.
Right, neither of us are. You age a beer in that shit, and we're all over it.
Yep.
It is fantastic.
Yep.
And it is better than this Old Guardian, but...
this Old Guardian's good, too.
It is good, though. It is good.
We started talking about the...
you did. You brought this up. This was all you did.
It was seeing Ray Lewis crying and thanking God and stuff after the championship game, and it's just one of those, I'm like... God doesn't care what you're doing right now. And it just kind of really pissed me off because of...
well, he got off. He murdered... yeah. Him and his bodyguards murdered two people. Okay, murder might be... he killed. Manslaughter, at the very least, manslaughter.
Accessory.
Yes. They beat the fuck out of two guys at a bar them to die, hopped in the limo.
And they
blood
all
was found in the limo, and they all got off.
But they never found his white suit that he was wearing that was probably covered with
blood. Because he burned it.
And what I find fascinating is that he lied to the cops, and that's what he got charged with, was lying to the police.
Obstruction of justice.
And he got a year's probation. Well, he lied to you.
Guess what? He was a celebrity because he was an NFL football
money.
Player.
He had money. He probably made a donation. So, was it Tampa? Atlanta? I don't remember where it was.
This is, okay, here's where we bring it full circle. He prayed to God because he's a celebrity. And God favors celebrities.
And God saved him.
God saved him.
Because it was truly self-defense. I mean, if it was truly self-defense,
you wouldn't have run off.
Why would you lie?
You would not run off and then
exactly.
lie.
Exactly.
Yeah. They left them there to die, and they bled out, and they died.
Yeah. You know what? Let's just jump into it. You know,
do
and
it.
And this,
do it.
This same issue has the Ray Lewis deer antler spray stuff.
Oh, good.
And he was on... he was on. Oh yeah, she's
not unattractive.
ESPN. Swimsuit. I get ESPN texts on my phone when there's breaking news and crap like that, and it came through. Here, I'll read it to you. I'll you keep talking, and I'll.
So what are you pulling up?
The Ray Lewis ain't never used.
Oh, he did not use the deer antler spray from the guys that did steroids.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever.
Here it is.
All right.
Ray Lewis says he quote never ever end quote. I'm sorry. Never ever took end quote banned substance he was linked to by SI report. And I posted this on my Facebook page and I said, you know what? Fair enough. Lance Armstrong sued someone because they said he used drugs and doped. And well, how did that turn out?
So is this guy okay? So we're looking at a picture.
He's the muscle. He's the brains.
Okay. I was going to say
that isn't obvious
because. It looks like he's in a wheelchair or
he's
something.
He's not. He's not.
Because he's like 3 feet shorter than that guy.
That's this guy. So, I mean, he's just a little dumpy dude. That's what he is.
So this guy right here with the beanie cap on admitted to taking steroids.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes. All right. And here's the people that have been linked. I mean, Vijay Singh supposedly still.
Yeah, still does
speaks
it.
I saw
that.
These guys.
I still saw. I saw that.
Johnny Damon. Ray Lewis, who denies it.
Who's that?
That is...
Kansas City Chief
no,
guy?
No, that's the Alabama...
oh, that's Alabama. Oh, because, yeah. Alabama
former Alabama linebacker Watkins. I don't
know.
It doesn't give his first name here, so I don't know who he is.
That's where Swats is, right? They're in Alabama.
So, and then we've got Sean Merriman. We got Hugh Jackson, who used to be coach of the Raiders.
Right.
He is prevalent in this article. And we got Mr. Irrelevant 2 years ago that played for...
on the Rams.
The Rams, Vobora.
I don't know. They
have his first name in
here,
but yeah, it's
I'm a Rams fan. And I don't even know who that guy is.
Yeah, he was the Mr. Irrelevant. So he was the last pick in the draft.
Okay.
So he took it, right? They claim it's clean. He pissed hot for steroids, and so he sued them because he had it tested and it has steroids in it. So it's not actually deer antler crap.
So
it's
steroids. They're cutting it with something.
Probably.
They're cutting it with something.
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah, we made a jump here. This is no longer...
we sidetracked off of the main topic.
But yeah, I mean, it's just... well, because we're talking about Ray Lewis, and so that's the
natural progression
the
of the conversation.
And
here's
the
drinking
thing.
Some high ABV.
Here's what I want to say. I
I don't know what I believe, but I don't believe what has been force-fed to me.
Because and a God that will take...
Well, hold on. I'm going to keep going.
Okay, sorry.
And so if that's the, if what these people believe, Ray Lewis, Deion Sanders, Michael Irvin, if they truly believe in this God, they're going to have something to answer for when they get to heaven.
Right.
They have to understand that even though, I mean, you repent and you are forgiven and maybe you're not, you know?
But that's the thing. That's the thing is you can sin, repent. Sin, repent. Repeated, wash and repeat.
That's the way of the Catholic. I mean, that is...
That's any religion.
Yeah.
That's Christianity. Because as long as you ask forgiveness of your sins...
You're given. No matter what.
No matter what.
With the exception of that's what like they two teach. Or three.
Yeah, well, the two or three, that doesn't make any sense.
Right.
You can kill somebody and still be entered into the gates of heaven.
But you can't kill
But
yourself.
you can't swear. You can't use the name, God's name in vain. So that is absurd.
The other thing I love is, and this kind of goes into how people take the Bible and bend it to their own needs, tattoos. Right? You're not supposed to get tattoos. But yet, you know.
Well, we have a picture of that.
Yeah.
We have a funny meme. What is it? Mama? Meme?
Mem.
Mem.
Meme?
Mem?
I don't think there is
Josh
a correct.
Josh said meme. So,
well, Josh is you, no, I love Josh.
Jesus in what? The New Testament
yeah.
has a tattoo.
Yeah.
He has a tattoo.
Yep.
So, in Revelation, somewhere in Revelation, he has
yeah,
a tattoo.
Yeah, and then it's in there. There's debate on what that actually means. And,
no, it's a tattoo.
But, I mean, there's right there. That's yeah, so, Psalms. Psalms
yeah.
something.
So, Kaepernick, the Niners quarterback, has scripture tattooed
Psalms
27:3. All over his body.
Yeah.
And he's a devout religious individual. And so, because he has tattoos, he can't get into heaven.
Well, that, yeah, I mean, that's...
But a serial killer that kills 37 people and then repents on his deathbed can get in.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah, it's...
That is fucked up.
Yep.
That is one fucked up religion. Sorry. It is. A dude that gets tattoos of scripture on his skin can't get into heaven,
but, see,
but a guy that kills 37 people
can. But that's the
other
thing is, I mean, if you are as religious as you're supposed to be, you shouldn't be getting tattoos.
But Jesus had one. That is a tattoo. I will fight anybody about that all day, every day.
I think it was a Maori one on the face.
Yeah.
No, it was his name.
Mike
Jesus.
Tyson.
It was Jesus on his thigh.
On his
right?
thigh. Yeah. That thing on his thigh, tattoo.
I should get a tattoo that says Jesus on my thigh.
Jesus on my thigh.
Have an arrow pointing at my crotch.
All right. We're out of here. We're done. I'm going to go back and watch this game.
Yeah.
Although I don't hear a lot of screaming from the Niner fans, which means they're not doing a whole lot
right now. Yeah, there's not a lot of screaming right now at all. I think the guy ran a kickoff back.
That's what the screaming for the Ravens
yeah,
109 was,
yard
huh?
kick return for touchdown start second half.
Oh, Jesus, really?
Yeah. Somebody would probably want a truck somewhere, some free furniture, a TV.
This game's over. Niners are going to get their ass kicked. Kaepernick's going to take the loss for the first Niner loss in the Super Bowl.
Which means Flacco's going to be elite. He's going to be in the elite conversation.
The dude fucking throws the ball up, and somehow the receivers catch
dude,
the ball.
He has done something in this playoff that...
This whole run.
That
yeah.
is just phenomenal.
Unbelievable.
It's amazing what he's doing.
He just throws it up, and somehow a receiver catches it.
Yeah.
Hail Mary. He's made Hail Mary an actual play
hey,
in the bulk.
Hey, look.
Hail Mary. Oh, my God. Yes. Nice. Well done. Hail Mary. Full of grace.
The Lord is with thee.
Yeah, exactly.
Blessed art thou among women. All
right.
Yeah, I don't remember it. I'm a good Catholic.
I think this was a good episode. We tied the Super Bowl into it, religion.
If God cares about the Super Bowl, why doesn't he care about the little kids? Sir?
Right. So he takes...
The woman being raped right
so
now.
He takes,
the man
right,
being murdered right,
right
now. Why?
Right now. While we're doing this
podcast.
Why
is that not being... Works in mysterious ways. It's
no,
bullshit.
It's
bullshit.
Bullshit.
It's bullshit.
It's an easy out. It's an explanation without having to explain anything.
Yep.
It's like, oh, he does things that we can't understand.
It's like I tell my
nope.
kids. It's irrelevant. My kids ask me questions, I answer until I'm done, and then I say, it's because I said so. It's not an answer. It's a cop-out.
It's not an answer. It's a, oh, see, this coming from a parent.
It is.
It's a cop-out.
If any parent out there says, Otherwise, they're lying to you.
There you go.
At some point, you just want your kids to shut up.
Oh, my God. That's why I never had them.
Yep.
Just saying. That's me. It's me.
You want one?
So there. Nope, I don't want one. You have three of them. You have three kids. They're adorable. I love them. You have three dogs. I don't know how you do it, dude. I would blow my brains out.
I don't have a gun. My body saying. Is my weapon. If you hear me say I don't have a gun, you want to come at me, come try, motherfucker.
Oh, my God. Alrighty. So we had a 12% beer. We're drinking a, what is this? Anyway.
11.5, 10.
Is it? Wow, it's a double digit.
I think it's 11.5.
It's starting to kick in now.
Yeah.
I'm feeling it. Like we said, we don't bash religion.
Per se.
It's the people. It's the people in the religion. Because religion was integral to us becoming what we are right now. Us doing this podcast. We've evolved to a point where if we did not have that, we would be cavemen bashing each other in with rocks. Pretty sure.
Yeah.
Pretty sure. So
there's people that would do things that just... I mean, there's people now that do things because they know there's no...
Even with the laws and the rules that we have.
Right. I mean, so there's... Think about the psychopaths that we have now.
Everybody was a psychopath.
It would be tenfold that if there was not religion.
Oh, God, yeah.
Because there's a guy right now sitting there watching the Super Bowl thinking, if I wasn't going to go to hell, I would kill my wife.
Okay.
There is, right now. Somebody, sure. Somewhere.
Or my kids.
Or something.
Or a school full of kids.
Yeah, I mean, there is a guy who is not doing something because of religion. So it's good, yeah, that we have it.
Check out our Facebook page.
We have a Facebook page?
We do. We do a lot more interaction. Because honestly, Facebook is the key.
Yeah.
And
there's a quick way, intelligent conversation going on. Our side, which I'm so happy about.
Yes. As opposed to...
There haven't been the trolls coming in saying,
we still have not had one of those yet.
Not yet.
It's going to happen, but it hasn't happened yet. We have a lot of members that are Christians that believe in God, believe in, you know, religion, and we've all gotten along. So we're not there to bash you guys. Because we both come from there, so we know. But we've deconverted, as it were. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/hairofthedogma, and come interact with us because we like the conversation that we've developed over there. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/hairofthedogma, and visit our website because occasionally, well, almost every day, I try to post something on our Facebook, on our website that we post over to our Facebook page. Go to hairofthedogma.com.
But it's always on the website first.
It's always on the website first. Absolutely.
Like, traffic. We need traffic.
We need traffic. Exactly. We've gotten several new likes on Facebook over the last week. We're reaching like 1,000 people now. If you have any questions...
Don't be afraid to talk.
No.
That's why we started this. Because this is one of those things that
open discussion. Right.
You're not supposed to talk about it. Right. So that's why we're
talking
about it.
Politics and religion.
Yeah.
We want to break those walls down so...
Bill O'Reilly, so we're not talking about politics.
So we're basically probing religion with logic, liquor, and laughs.
Yep.
We get where you're coming from if you believe in this, but we want to discuss it with you. We're not trying to change your mind. That's not our goal, because it takes each individual journey of discovery.
So
you came up with something.
No, it just, yeah.
It just dawned on you. Okay, because, keep going.
Because it's you know, we've been saying... You can't prove religion wrong, but you can't prove that there's not a God. But you can prove all these things. These guys, oh man, what was it?
Oh, but the SWATs guys?
Yeah, the SWATs guys.
Really?
It's up to science to prove that it doesn't work, is what they said. And science can prove that it doesn't work. But that just goes into the proving God and that's what. So yeah, I'm sorry, that just clicked.
It's funny that you brought that up because now that reminds me. Earlier tonight when we were just hanging out and drinking, we started talking about religion because that's what we started this for, is when you drink, somehow, at least for me, the topic always drifts back to religion. So we were talking about it, and it's not a matter of... Fucking just lost my train of thought. God damn it. Okay, I'm going to edit this out. Hold on.
Good old Guardian kicking ass.
Fuck, it's the 12 and the 12. You can't drink two 12% beers and fucking not lose your train of thought. God damn, what was I going to say? Yeah, Sweet Baby Jesus from DeClaw Brewing Company.
I threw you off.
That was our What Would Jesus Drink Friday post. We're going to try to get all of these guys because they got a number of different beers that have a religious connotation to them.
God has smited us, my friend.
What happened?
Power outage at the Superdome.
Are you fucking kidding?
Power outage at Superdome has caused delay early in third quarter.
Well, there we go. There's a guy.
Your prayer was answered, Niner fans.
Wow. That could not have been better timing.
That is awesome.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Always, okay, so because we need to be responsible, you know, the always remember to drink responsibly.
Mm-hmm.
Our slogan is always remember to think responsibly.
I think.
And drink.
I'm going to have another beer.
For sure going to have another beer. But I'm not driving anywhere. And I'm taking the day off tomorrow to recoup from there. I'm going to probably have the hair of the dog, ma. Hair of the dog. See? See how we wrap that all in? Hair of the dog, ma. Ow. Why do they call it the funny bone? Because there's nothing funny about that.
I think it's funny. You hit it.
Fuck off. All right. We're done.
You can see it.
We're out of here.
You guys have a good one.
We'll be back in a couple weeks. I love beer.